whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Welcome. Welcome, chat room. We have got Chris, Zep, Zaya, Rod's here. Thank you guys for joining. Thank you very much for being here. Chris has subscribed again 91 months. Thank you very much. Zep is 37 months. That's fantastic. Much appreciated. As always, it helps to pay for the website, and it's much appreciated. So thank you very much. A lot of echo. The echo should have gone. I should have fixed the echo because I had a brain fart and I clicked the wrong intro and I've forgot to click my audio thing. So I'm doing well today. More coffee. Anyway, cheers everyone. Thank you for being here. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. Let me do the proper intro. So, hello. And welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 396 on Saturday, March 28, 2026. Or if you're here in Aussie land or future times, it is Sunday the 29th. So, welcome. Thank you for joining. All right. So what I wanted to start off is, Rod actually sent me some thoughts on how his leveling's been going, and originally he sent me some thoughts, Rod, about a week ago, and then he did up a document for me of, he's called it Rod's Tips and Tricks World of Warcraft. So I wanted to share how he's found it. And again, I think it's always interesting to see how everyone's different perspectives from leveling, whether you're leveling from a brand new tune, whether you're picking up a challenge tune that maxed and was a champion, which is a slightly different strategy, or even picking up a tune that you had started to level and left, you know, over there. It's mostly me. Left over there, ready to pick up at the stage when you're ready to do it. So there's all differences in how people approach, and I thought it would be a good idea to talk about these things, and Rod wanted to share his experience. And again, thank you very much for doing that, Rod. We appreciate it. So I'm just going to read it verbatim from what he sent me, and he is in the chat room, which is fantastic. So if there's anything that he wants to elaborate on, or if I've misread it, he can let us know. So again, thank you for being here, because I'm sure it's crazy o'clock where you are currently. So thank you for that. All right, so we've got Rod's Tips and Tricks World of Warcraft. So as from this time, you can level in good old Azeroth up to and including level 81. There is no need to go to the Wall Within or Dragon Isles if you don't want to. You can directly go from Azeroth or Northrend, etc., to midnight. Of course, you may still do. 1. When starting with the World of Warcraft Iron Man Challenge for the first time, it is a good idea to start with the Green Man Challenge. It's easy and you can do 99.9% of all quests with Rain Azeroth without being afraid of being killed. This also keeps you motivated the first time. So Green Man. Green Man is fantastic. We know we have a lot of regulars that love to go a Green Man challenge. So awesome tip. Because some people get a little bit scared worrying about doing Iron Man because it is stripping iron. It's stripping your normal tune down to the bare basics for iron. So sometimes just stripping them a little bit, but still giving you a little bit of perhaps survivability in HP because you're wearing greens, not whites and greys. So some people prefer that way. So, and green is fun, Chris, absolutely. Green Man, you can kind of push things more on a green. I always found I could push things. I also found I pushed things on bloods, but on iron, it's a lot of, if you push an iron, for me, I found if I pushed an iron, I was dead. Whereas if I pushed a blood or if I pushed a green man, normally I came out the other side, if that makes sense. Okay, number 2. Do the quests and make notes of the more difficult ones. If you're later on doing the real thing, Iron Man Challenge, you can skip the more difficult ones you wrote down. For instance, clearing the city center of Anderhall and Western Plaguelands is no problem for a Green Man, but should be avoided by a real Iron Man. Some other quests mentioned other ones in Duskwood. Killing the Shadow Weavers with the Rogue Worgen drooling around, and Red Ridge Mountains. There's a reason we call it Dead Ridge Mountains. A lot of people have lost their tunes there over the years, that's for certain. So that is a wonderful point Rudd is making. Keeping notes. I know I've, over the years, I have got notebooks because I like to handwrite. So as much as I could do a note on computer in Word or whichever, if something happens to the computer, I've lost all the information. So I do like having my notebooks, and all of my notebooks are currently filed in a packing box because couldn't get rid of them because they're my notes. So that I think is a wonderful idea. Keep a track of what you're doing, something that you think, because sometimes you might go into going, oh, this quest will be good, but it can go from being a decent enough quest to turning bad very quickly due to, you know, there might be mobs padding back and forth that the first time you go through you didn't see them, and then all of a sudden because they've padded back that, you know, it's then caused an issue. Also you could have something where you're like, okay, well I've made a note on this section for my green, and definitely know that because it worked on a green, whether you want to take that chance of doing it on the iron is then a call you need to make at that time. So I definitely agree. Taking notes, making sure that the path that you're forging for your tune is something that becomes a little bit more familiar. I know, and I'm sure Zaya and Stir, you know, there are a lot of our veteran players that have got their routine. Doesn't matter whether it's a new, the new expansion will mean that the routine can slightly change, but on the whole, once they've started leveling, they get back into the flow of what they're doing for that tune. So when you've got Zaya, who, how many champions did you have in the War Within? 14? 16. A lot. A lot. Then, you know, that path becomes, you're used to it, and then you know where you can go. So one of the good things I always find with doing the write-ups for a max level champion is seeing that sometimes, you know, Zaya might send me the information that's like, okay, I did the same part for as I did this tune and this tune and this tune, and then on another tune it was, might be like, okay, I started off this way and then I veered. So it's always interesting for me to read for our max level champions the progress and the journey that they've done on their more than 10 for sure. There was definitely more than 10, yes, for sure. So really great tip to have. Take notes, whether that is in a digital form, on your computer, on your phone, on your iPad, tablet, whichever, or in a notebook. I'm still old school. I like my notebook. I like pen and paper. I will admit, I'm very much pen and paper person. So yeah. All right, number three. Rod says, another advantage of a green man is you can follow the storyline in WoW. Is it not great to be part of the fight between Arthas and Illidan in Fellwood? When starting a green man, make a journey to Pandaria around level 16 by doing the initial quest for Pandaria. It is safe. In Pandaria, there are several vendors, Horde, Alliance, and Neutral, that sell green gear for your class. Not only weapons and armor, but also trinkets and rings. So you can be completely geared with green gear, which makes leveling a lot easier. Traveling to these vendors is safe and easy with a ground mount. Do you now know what class to pick to start your journey? Try a Guardian Druid. It's a 700-pound answer to all your problems you may encounter in Azeroth. I think there's our show title right there. 700-pound answer. Chris, can you write that one? Can you write that one down? I think that'll be our show title. I love it. You don't have to monitor buffs, debuffs, and procs. Just use your rage. Rage is used for killing mobs or healing yourself. If you don't use rage for killing, you are not doing enough damage. If you are not using rage to heal yourself in time, you are a dead bear. Highly recommended. Also another show title. You are a dead bear. Okay. Both of those are fantastic. I love it. I love it. Alright, so Chris says, go bear. Zaya says, yeah, Guardian Druid is pretty powerful for a challenge tomb. Alright. So, highly recommended. When playing a Hunter, Green, or Real Iron Man, travel to Sholazar Basin and buy the Fetch and Play Dead spells. Also, very easy to travel to. With Fetch, you can loot killed mobs by your pet. So you don't have to loot them yourself, which saves time. It's also safe. because during looting, your pet stays blue, so no aggro from other mobs. The Play Dead spell is a kind of feign death for pets. I always use Play Dead first, directly followed by Feign Death, Lifesaver. Fantastic, that's great advice. As a Night Elf Hunter, always use Feign Death instead of Shadow Meld. During Shadow Meld and low on health, when a mob steps on you, Shadow Meld will be disabled. With Feign Death, nothing will happen. Okay, great tip. That is always something to notice. You can create a macro to do both at the same time, Zai is saying. Feign Death and Play Dead. Okay. Maybe we could put something like that in Discord. So if anyone's interested and not really sure on how to create a macro, that we've got it there. Could you do that, Zai, at some stage? I always think it is helpful, and not everyone's into writing their own macros. So if we could, that would be fantastic. I would suggest, okay, cool. Thank you. Sorry, I'm throwing it all out. But I do find, sometimes for newer people, if they're not used to it, having the resources, if we've got the resource there, that can be helpful for sure. Okay, what else does Rod say? Leveling as a real Iron Man. Leave the starting zones as soon as possible because of the scaling of the quest rewards. Mostly white. For example, in Karanos, you can get a white gun as a quest reward around level 7. But you can also do this quest as a level 80 or 81, which gives you a level 80 or 81 white gun. Okay, so basically, might be better to leave the start, like start off in the starting zone, but leave, don't complete the zone, and come back to the zone at a later stage so you can get those pieces of gear that might be beneficial to like a higher level gun. Right. That, and you know what? That is a really great point to make, because a lot of times I know when I level my toon, whether that's my main or whether that's a challenge toon, that I do have, I've got that completionist mindset of, well, I need to finish the zone. I need to have that little ding at the end that's like, you've completed the zone. And I know that's, it's such a silly thing to worry about on, in particular, challenge zone, because you can pick and choose. And we've got so many zones and so many worlds that we can go to that we don't have to stick with a tried and true, that we can find a more interesting path to level a challenge toon. So whether that's through iron, whether that's through blood, green, obviously pacifist, and we know that there are some zones that are going to be very challenger friendly. So if we think of I've just completely gone blank, but somewhere like, say, Sholazar is fantastic for herbing. Mobs can be, but you've got to know your path, the same as at Heartlands in, gone blank in Pandaria. Anyway, I can see it and I can't think of what the zone's called. For a pacifist, Valley of the Four Winds. Yes, where Heartlands is. Thank you. Yeah, so obviously with pacifists, that is a fantastic area. Chris is like, yeah. That is a fantastic area for taking your pacifist to go round and round and round because you've got an area that can get a lot of herbing done and mining nodes while keeping the red mobs at bay because they're outside of that perimeter. So I know with leveling Pasilita back in the day, there was many, many, many levels spent going round and round and round. And it's a big area as well. So, it's not like you've got a very tiny spot that you're just going round and round and getting tired of it. When it's a larger area that you can, by the time you've done one trip around, everything's respawned and also respawned in different, slightly different areas to make it a little bit more, not less monotonous, if I can say that. I always found that to be a fantastic spot. I know Chris has used that. I know Fair back, she would often use that as well. But there's lots of spots, and I guess we have got such a massive world within World of Warcraft that sometimes we forget that there may be some very challenger friendly zones or areas to take a toon, because sometimes, and mostly speaking of me, I get used to I'm leveling a toon, we're going from here to here to here to here. And that's my path. And unless something goes wrong, or I get to a point in a zone that you're like, oh, I'm just not feeling it. I'm just not feeling this zone, so let me go somewhere else. But we have versatility for sure in what we've got around. So, right, thank you very much for all this information that you've sent through. I think it's helpful and a good reminder to us. We've got a brand new expansion. I'm still getting used to just saying Midnight. We've been used to saying the War Within. So, Midnight. I think it's also a great reminder for everyone, or for those of us that need that reminder of with leveling toons. And as much as I'm not there yet, I've got my main. Lita dinged 90 last night, finally. But I don't. I haven't. Don't have that opportunity to always sit down and play. So I've taken it slowly. I've been going through the story, enjoying what's there. I have got, and I haven't pulled my screenshots. I have taken a lot of screenshots as she's been moving from area to area. And I've got more to rotate with the intro and the outro, so I'm excited to change that up. But the current ones that I've got, they are new of the zones. But at that stage, I think I'd only been into Eversong and Silver Moon, so I hadn't gone very far. Whereas now I've gone through the other, and I'm in. I can't remember what zone. Still trying to figure out how to pronounce some of these names. So you know. But it is good understanding what this new expansion is bringing at the, you know, at the top end of the level game, as in from 80 to 90. So I've enjoyed that, and it'll be nice to, I'm thinking I might either restart a new iron or green eventually, to start from the bottom, because I haven't, you know, start from scratch. So we will see. It's probably not going to happen right at the moment, but that's my thoughts. I don't know if I want to start a new pacifist yet. I would say that will come. I've still got Passy Lita Alliance original plus Horde, and I'd like to get back to them. So that's kind of also my goals for leveling them at some stage. But at the moment, I want to see all the story, all the quest lines, and I tell you, the high level story and quest lines, some are a little bit like, okay. And some, hit right in the heart. So it's been some fantastic writing for story so far that I've thoroughly enjoyed, and also had very emotional reactions to. Chris, did you find the spot in Silver Moon? It's not even an inn, it's like a room. You did? You know exactly what I'm talking about? You found it? Did you go around and you pet them all? So slight spoiler if you've not been there. So if you don't wanna know what, I didn't want to spoil it for Chris until she got there. But there is one of the rooms in Silver Moon. It should have been made into an inn. Like, hands down, it should have been an inn. But within this room, there are cats and dogs and fox, some little baby foxes, and what else was there? Definitely a heap of cats and dogs. They're all named. Every single one has a name, and you can go and pat them. And it is the most cathartic thing I have done. I am the type of person that I will, if I see, doesn't matter where I am, doesn't matter what town I go to, doesn't matter what zone I'm in, if I come across any pet, whether it's a cat, a dog, a duck, a bird, you know, a little dragon, any of them, if I scroll over it and my mouse tells me you can go and pet that thing, I'm doing it every time. because it's just, it's one of the cutest things. I just love doing that. So, yeah, if you haven't found it in Silver Moon and you've got some time one day and you're like, what on earth is Lita talking about? Go find the room. I'm gonna say it's somewhere in Murder Row. I think that's probably the best. I don't know the exact spot, but I'm gonna say it's up. So it's not bottom, like it's not street level in Silver Moon. It'll be up like the next level, but it'll be towards or the outer of where Murder Row is, I think. Chris, you can clarify if I've got that right. But anyway. All right. So again, Rod, thank you very, very much for these wonderful tips and tricks that we've got for leveling. I think, again, even if it's just reminders of what you're doing when you're playing, these are some great information and something to keep in mind when you're leveling, whether you're leveling your first tune, your second tune, your first alt, your 50th alt, whatever point that you're leveling a challenge tune. So thank you very much for the information. Greatly appreciated. And if anyone else has got some information that they would like to share, please let me know. Like, we've got forums, we've got Discord, we've got the website. There's a heap of information around, but sometimes we might get a little bit lacking in looking in the right place for it. So it's always handy to have these reminders that, you know, there are ways that we can play or slightly change to improve or to even sometimes to stop the monotony or the boredom. Sometimes boredom of leveling a tune, even if it's a challenge tune, that might creep in and you become lax and you become a little bit more like, oh, she'll be right, that area will be fine, and then you end up, you know, face down in the dirt and that run has ended and you need to start again. So I think it's always good to have these reminders of little things that might be helpful or an improvement. So I'm well and truly open to any more tips and information with leveling. So thank you for that. All right, now speaking of, let's go on to some news. So a huge congratulations to Zaya, because he has leveled Zaya. Did I get that right? Did I say it right? Zaya, becoming our first Midnight Iron Man champion. So, well done to Zaya. The first of many, I'm sure. Hang on, where's my little... I've got the write-up, which I will be doing after I get the show done today. I'll finish the write-up, so well done on that. And again, it feels weird saying our first Midnight champion, which is wonderful because we've been so used to saying, you know, the War Within. So Zaya, what has Zaya Asia has been multiple champion. So Midnight, the War with Thorn in, did you start that in Dragonflight? Just throwing out questions. But anyway, I've got to do the write-up for that. So again, well done. Fantastic. Let's do... There we go. So yeah, you started in Dragonflight. Well done. Amazing. And all I have to do is look at... where is it? Let me have a look. So when he dinged at that time from... the time for the tune was 1,014 days, 6 hours, 5 minutes, 21 seconds. That's how long that tune has been alive. So we can see over the expansions that tune's been around, which is wonderful. Okay, now the other bit of exciting news that we've got, and again a huge thank you to Zaya. He has been an absolute what's the word? That's not quite the word. The words that popped into my brain were like, yeah, that's not the words I want to use. He's been amazing, and he's done a lot of work behind the scenes that we now have got, and it should have gone live as we went live. So I was going to be dropping it. It is live. All right. So our Iron Classic... Mists of Pandaria Iron Classic is now live. So for Classic, it's all up on the website. Zaya has changed some layout of the website with, actually, can I bear with me? Can I do it? Let's go. Just excuse-moi for a moment. Okay, so we've got, can we see, we've got the challenges, is it not popping up? I can see it on mine. It's not popping up. But you can hear me, but echo like this. But you can hear All me, right. but echo like this. Okay. All right. I don't know why it's being as it is. Hopefully I'm back and there's no echo on that. So what I was saying is on the tabs up the top, we've got where it's got the challenges, which should be, it'll be home contest challenges. So where it's got the challenger tab, if you go to that, it's now got Midnight has got its own like tab with all the challenges there. The same with Classic. So we've got in that drop down tab is State of the Challenges, Midnight, Challenge Guilds, Classic, Classic Iron Challenge Champions. So we're looking at Midnight and we're looking at the Classic. So Zaya has split them and put the information there, which is fantastic. We've never had, first off, we've never had the expansion in its own kind of tab as such, using exclamation points for that. And now with Iron Man Classic, Mists of Pandaria, there is that option as well. So that is now live. So that is taking right back to the absolute bare of Miss with Miss, because that's where they're at with Classic. So for those that want to go do that, have fun, enjoy, just remember you're following the Classic rules, which are definitely different from the retail rules. But at the moment, we're only running with Iron Man on Classic. So we'll see how the interest with that goes. And again, you know, there's a lot going on within WoW itself, and we've got a lot of different challenges that you can try and have fun with when you don't want to, you know, if you want a break from leveling the new stuff or whichever. So I'd forgotten to remove Classic Iron Challenge. It's removed now. Okay, cool. I did wonder why that was there. I figured you had a reason, but cool, that one's gone. Okay. I see a Green Man challenge on the Classic one. Green Man very well could do. We'll see how Iron Man goes for the moment. But yeah, we'll see what will happen definitely in upcoming. But we've finally got Classic Iron Man for those that want to do that. So go forth, have fun, tread warily. It's already an option. More will come eventually, as I was saying. Absolutely. So so go have some fun. There's lots of options that you can choose from within retail and Classic for certain now. So yeah, enjoy, guys, and well done Zaya. Thank you. Fantastic effort from, once again, our code wardens, getting things sorted. Much appreciated. All right. Well, because people have been busy leveling, we are, let me just swap over. All right, let's have a look at our state of the challenges. So for irons, we've had 9 this past week. And again, apologies if I butcher names. I'm doing my best. But first off, everyone, grab your beverage of choice. And let's just raise a little well done to Zaya as well on not only our first iron for midnight, but the classic Iron Man Challenge mop is ready. So cheers, well done, wonderful. Thank you very much, Zaya. You're absolute inspiration, and yeah, we would be lost without you, so thank you. All right, so irons, here we go. We've got 9 irons. So Mers Lekio, level 14, is number 9. Number 8, I'm Dwarf, at level 25. 7 is Lawtree, level 28, RIP. Number 6 is Lawtree, different spelling, level 33. And number 5 was another Lawtree at level 40, RIP. So we've got 3 Lawtrees. The alive one is the one in the middle at level 33. Number 4 is Anchorus, level 81. 3 is Arvin at level 82. And 2 is Tazura, level 87. Tazura was a champion, was definitely the War Within champion. I'm just trying to think whose turn that was. So anyway, we'll see how we go, see how they go. And at number 1, we've got Zaija at level 90. So again, huge congratulations to Zaya. Our first midnight champion. Well done. All right, so for Bloods, some people have been leveling Bloods. So at number 3, we have got Chimkintacos, level 12. I don't think that's a taco tune. Oh, maybe it is. Maybe it is. I'm not sure. Number 2 is Fiesta Taco, and I'm pretty sure this one is a taco tune. They're at level 29, but it's not the traditional spelling, because normally taco does words backwards. So I'll be interested to see, but it looks like hopefully taco is back leveling. So if that is so, we're very excited to see her back. So fantastic. And we've got number 1, Silverhell. Now, Silverhell was a Bloodthirsty champion from the War Within. They must have logged in. They're level 80, and they've been flagged with a whole heap of quests. Stuff. Zaya was saying it skipped the intro instead of using the portal. He did the same with Zaya Bingra. We can make an exception. I think we need to, Zaya, for Bloods. Obviously for Bloods. Yeah, I'll talk to you about that after. But I think for Bloods, I think the option, you could pick this way or this way and not get flagged, would be to me, I think that would be, should be doable. Let me know what you think. Anyway. All right. Pacifist. We did have one pacifist leveling. It is careful. They hit level 44. There was no working man at all. However, we've got some greens. So, green man, we've got four. So, Valkyra, level 28. Number three is Silistra at level 35. Number two is Lyteus at level 46. And number one is Lilylith at level 80. So fantastic to see greens as always a popular challenge, which is great. We had no tins at all. And out of the teams, we did have one iron team, Path of Stability. Lost to the Nether. So looks like they got to level 18 and it's gone. But no bloods and greens. So again, it's very early on in the expansion for Midnight. So it'll be interesting to see how the teams, or if any teams, happen. We know we had we've had one iron team for the War Within and Dragonflight for both of those expansions, and there was one green team for Dragonflight, I think. We haven't had a lot of max level teams, but we have had a couple, which is fantastic to see. So well done, everyone. Again, huge congratulations to Zaya, our first Midnight champion, which is wonderful. Commiserations to those that we've lost. It's always a little bit of a rough week when we see the amount of tunes that were, when anyone is lost, really. So we understand, most of us have definitely had that feeling of losing a tune, and we always find thing about people in this community is that they do like to roll another tune and off they go again. So well done everyone for this week, and I hope the coming week is kind to you all with leveling. All right, we are a week away from Easter, so next weekend will be Easter. Easter weekend. So I have got a couple of little puns, sayings. I found a couple. So the first one is, who else is excited for Easter? I know. Excited. My favorite music to listen to on Easter is hip hop. Did you just sigh? That would be yes. I don't think my husband enjoyed that one. But anyway.
No, it's more a case of, why didn't I think of that?
So they were the cute little, there was a whole heap of others for Easter, but they were the two that were just really spoke to me. So I figured I'd share them with you. All right, well, we've come to the end of the show. So again, thank you everyone for hanging out. I appreciate that. For our next show, we will be back in 2 weeks. So it will be April the 11th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Reminder that we've now got Iron Man Classic Mop live on the website, and Zaya has fixed the website for the challenge tab. The breakdown is Midnight has got where all the challenges information is, and then we've got the classic in its own tab. So much appreciated for the work that he does with that, and we're also so very proud of him becoming our first Midnight champion. Be interesting to see. I haven't noticed Stir leveling, or if Stir's even come back. I know he was taking a break, so not sure if he was coming back to playing, but we'll have to wait and see. Not sure he's back yet. Yeah. And as for, I think Eevee is busy gearing for raiding on his main, so I don't think Eevee started leveling his greens for Midnight. And I'm not sure about Listen. I haven't noticed that Listen started leveling his max levels, because again, Listen had what, like 14? 12, 14? A lot of max level champions from The War Within. So I don't think he has started leveling them yet. So it'll be interesting to see. Again, we've got some absolute powerhouses in challenge players that have got lots of tunes. So we wish them and everyone else the best of luck with leveling. Always a point to remember: if you need to walk away from the computer, log out. First thing. If you are tired, get somewhere safe, log out. Don't play when you're tired. That is from much personal experience. So again, guys, thank you very, very much for hanging out with me today. It's much appreciated. Again, thank you, Chris and Zep, for your subscriptions. Again, resubscribing to the channel. It's much appreciated. You can find here. Hang on. I've got to go this way. I always get myself looking the wrong way. But here's our Iron Elites. Scrolling, I always have them scrolling across the screen. So thank you. It keeps the website going. That's what it does. So thank you very much for that. Much appreciated. All right. On that note, I think we've covered everything. I'll be back on April the 11th at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Please stay safe, both in and out of game. And we will catch you then. All right. Take care. Bye. The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta. Copyright 2026. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at incomnitech.com, as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.